Diana Caridel.
Which of these instances that we're talking about here do you think is most important?
You know, one of the things that the Constitution and the presidential oath of office says is that the president is supposed to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. So that is, you know, that's that any, you know, violations there, you know, once you reach a certain level can also constitute impeachable offenses. You know, most people come to us and say that they think the wiretapping is the clearest precedent, you know, probably because, you know, our most clearly impeachable president, Richard Nixon, had a, you know, nearly identical article of impeachment against him. It was in the wake of the Watergate scandal that Congress passed the FISA statute that makes this kind of surveillance so clearly illegal. The FISA statute says that the various statutes Congress has passed relating to wiretapping are the exclusive means for doing wiretapping. But I think that one's a little more complicated. Nixon's article of impeachment said that he did it for purely personal gain, and he really was, I think, basically looking to dredge up dirt on the anti-war movement, on Dr. Martin Luther King, on the, you know, civil rights movement, and so forth, to turn it exactly to his personal political gain, in the same way that this president, obviously, I think, created this Iraq war for his personal political gain, was talking about it from the very first meeting he had in office. I think we need to know a little bit more about the NSA program and what was behind it. If the president, you know, was genuinely trying to test the limits because he thought that it somehow was going to help our security out, I think, you know, he might be off the hook on that one, but I really strongly doubt that that was what was behind the NSA program. And then in terms of the detention practices, I suppose that has the, you know, maybe the least impact that Americans maybe in the voting public identify the least with the people who they think are the targets of detentions at Guantanamo and renditions to third countries for torture. But I think those are really, just knowing some of these stories on the personal scale from our work, I think those are the most abominable things that we've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, we live in a country that sends people to third countries to be tortured when it turns out that they had no link whatsoever to terrorism.